Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset and crypto coach. You know, I'm going to add that in there. In the world, and what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And I want to talk about subconscious mind programming, goal setting, vision board creation, and the experience that we had last weekend. So the podcast I did Monday and Tuesday were pre-recorded podcasts due to the fact that we're traveling. And so now today is Tuesday, and I'm recording Wednesday's podcast. So I want to talk to you about the experience that we had last weekend, and I want to share with you how unbelievably real manifestation is and how what you think about will come about, and you're a culmination of your thoughts, actions, and behaviors up to this point. And the beautiful thing is, no matter where you're at in your life, whether it's good, bad, up, down, left, and right, good is just as important as being in a tough situation, because it all is about the actions and behaviors you're going to do right after this podcast. Okay. So I went to this church, this was quite a while ago, and we were going through this marriage ministry type thing. And there's this pastor, I wish I could give him credit in his name. He called them T-bombs. And that's the best way that I can explain it, because it's the only way that I can know how to explain it. And so he called them T-bombs, right? He said, some of the things that you're dealing with in your marriage and your life are exploding right now, right? So maybe you're having a traumatic experience within your relationship. And it's usually a bomb or a T-bomb that was planted years ago that is just manifesting itself within this moment. And so recognizing that, addressing it, and releasing it, and planting a new T-bomb, which is a positive T-bomb for the future. So I want you to think about it in that aspect. So let's take the negative, and then let's take the positive. So say right now, because most people are negative, 99% of people think negative, 12,000, 70,000 thoughts a day. Most of the thoughts are negative from the day before. And the reason why is because you get up, you drink the same cup of coffee, you get in the same car, you pass the same light at the exact same time, you talk to the same people, you talk shit about the same people. And next thing you know, you're in the exact same paradigm, having the exact same negative thoughts. And here we are. Okay, so we'll start with negativity first, because that's how humans react. Then we'll go into positive, because success is just as difficult. And that's what I want to talk about, my experience. So negativity. So it doesn't matter. Maybe you just got cheated on, or you just got let go from your job. Everything seems to be falling apart. Your bank account is broken. You have no money. You're buried in debt. Well, you have to remember, number one tool is to take responsibility, because everything you're experiencing is your fault. Oh my God, baby, what do you mean? I didn't make them cheat on me. Blame it on yourself. Move on. They moved on. They don't like you anymore. They don't like you enough to cheat on you. So get over it. Let it go. Take responsibility, forgive them, and move on, because you're blocking the blessing for yourself. Okay, so number one rule is responsibility. Okay, so if we can accept that, we can move on. If you can't accept that, just get off the podcast. If you accept taking responsibility for everything that's happened in your life, you're going to do very well. So if you want to accept that, we'll move on. Okay, now that you've accepted it, all you have to do from this point on, literally this point on, is make good decisions today. That could be as simple as put down the soda and drink a water. One good decision. That's it. Then the next day, maybe you stop smoking 12 cigarettes and you smoke 5 cigarettes. Okay. Maybe the next day you go above and beyond without being asked to do it or being paid to do it. You just show up. You just do it. And then all of a sudden, you've now stacked 3 habits on top of each other, positive habits that are T-bombs that you planted for the future. And you just keep doing that. Then you start walking the next week. And all of a sudden, within 6 months, your whole life has changed, just like we do in our 120-day challenge. We teach people how to create habits and habit stacks through 120 days that changes their life. Okay? You're one decision away from a completely different life. Now let's take the positive. That's just as dangerous. Because guess what? What you have right now, the euphoria, the success, the money, the house, the spouse, the mouse, whatever it is, you are one decision away from losing that. What? Yes, one decision away from losing that. What we experienced last weekend was a culmination of the thoughts, actions, and behaviors and decisions and consistency and persistence. And we got to experience something that was pretty remarkable that probably most people in their lifetime wouldn't be able to experience. I mean, that's a fact. Most people probably wouldn't experience that type of thing. And it was very humbling. And we will have more experiences like that if and only if we're able to maintain that. And what does that mean? making the same good, positive, healthy decisions on a daily basis. So you're getting the point. You are one decision away from a great life or a horrible life. And if you make a bad decision, the beautiful thing is you can counteract it with good decisions. Now, here's the thing. Negativity has much more powerful force or pull within the universe than positive does, unfortunately. It's just, I don't know if it's the earthly thing because we come from a physical spirit or a spiritual being down in this human experience and we're fleshly and we touch and we feel and we like intimacy and all that stuff. And that really convolutes things and gets us confused. And we drink alcohol, it makes us feel better. And maybe if you're insecure, you use substance abuse. But then when you're in just pure spirit, love, right? It's hard to stay within that realm in the world. So it's going to take work either way, warriors. But you can have the discomfort being fucking miserable every single day, complaining about it. Complaining about your weight, complaining about the lack of success or money or all that, or you can have the stress of maintaining it. It's really that simple. I'm going to try to break this shit down as simple as possible. The reason why we experienced what we experienced last week, and I believe it's going to be 10 times bigger the next time, is because we understand how unbelievably grateful we are to be in that position. If I would have gotten that type of situation 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 15 years ago, it would have absolutely crumbled me. It would have made my head so big, it would have eaten me alive. But I finally was in a position where I could accept it as it is. It's just a culmination of the thoughts, actions, and behaviors, knowing that if I don't maintain the kindness, the humbleness, and the loving personality that has gotten me here, that it will destroy me. It's just all about self-awareness, warriors. I love you guys. I appreciate you. It's time to get your shit together. So I'm going to continue. Actually, I'm going to hear, you're going to hear a lot more about it. And you know me, I don't give a shit if you follow me or not. I'm going to ask you to get into the 120-day challenge. Here's why. Whether you're in crypto, whether your shit's all fucked up, your life's all messed up, you can't get your shit together, I promise you, the reason why I'm saying this, because we got to physically look in people's eyes and hear them tell us how much we've changed their lives. We, the team, 120, the people going through the 120 challenge, getting into crypto, changing their lives. A lady looked in my eyes and bald and said her husband was done with life a year ago. Their family is thriving now. Their kids are thriving. Their relationship is thriving because he got his shit together and got in our academy. Whereas this shit is changing lives because it's from real deal stuff. It is not a moneymaker. It is a life changer from experiences we went through as human beings. And we continue to improve it. We continue to self-reflect. So warriors, if you haven't joined the 120 challenge, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, get your shit together. Go to my Instagram page, click the link in my bio. Warriors, rise. Love you guys.